Already in Florida, there have been more than 300 flu outbreaks so far, and 14 people have died from the flu. And given the severe flu season, St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says he wants to help address that.
This legislation has the ability to save lives and provide access to treatment for Floridians unable to see a physician. According to the Department of Health, Florida has seen more flu outbreaks reported this year than in previous seasons.
So he filed a bill to allow pharmacists to test and treat for the flu that's in line with what physicians do. Brandis says that's similar to what's in place now for immunizations.
To be eligible to test and treat, the pharmacist must complete a certification program, maintain at least $200,000 of professional liability insurance, maintain the patient records for at least 5 years after treatment, use a testing system that meets federal standards and integrates the certified electronic health record technology, provides the results of the test to the doctor designated by the patient, and report the existence of the disease of public health significance to the Department of Health.
Brandis's bill previously allowed pharmacists to test for flu and strep throat infections, but he narrowed the bill to just the flu. And while Florida physician groups approve of the change, they still oppose the measure. Dr. Michael Forstoffel represents the Florida Medical Association. He says pharmacists don't have the proper training to make the right diagnosis.
Flu itself doesn't kill people. It's the complications of a pneumonia, of the flu, that like pneumonia or the risk that puts them for heart disease, that kill people. And this is what, in my opinion, a pharmacist is not trained to screen out. If somebody comes to the pharmacist and tests positive for the flu, they say, oh, I got the flu. They go home. When they really have pneumonia, they're not getting appropriate treatment.
And Brandis's measure also received pushback from his fellow colleagues. While she says she's not questioning the good work pharmacists do, Port Orange Republican Senator Dorothy Hugel says she can't support the bill.
The bill clearly changes the scope of practice with regard to diagnosing, testing, and treating. And I understand how we want people to receive treatment. However, we are giving the right to certain persons who have not been trained to do things that they have not been trained for. And I think that ultimately that does a disservice to the public.
Fort Myers Republican Senator Elizabeth Beniquisto says she, too, has a problem with the bill, since the person going to the pharmacist
could be a complete stranger to the pharmacist. The pharmacist may not know their medical history, not know anything about their lives. They walk in, they have this simple test, and then it's that simple that I could do it. You just know they're going to be able to prescribe the Tamiflu. They're not going to go to the doctor. And without benefit of that patient's medical history, their ongoing chronic health concerns, it concerns me that the Tamiflu might not be enough or not be able to help get that individual through what is about with a flu with their ongoing chronic medical conditions. And that's where I have a problem with it, because the flu is becoming so severe.
But some pharmacist groups say this practice is already going on in other states, and pharmacists are trained in patient assessment. And they say this bill doesn't prevent those people from going to the doctor. Florida Retail Federation's Melissa Rambo represents all of the pharmacy chains in the state.
This would give access to care. It is a simple test. And the Tamiflu is best use is within 48 hours of the first symptom. I don't know about you, but my first symptom doesn't send me directly to the doctor. What this bill doesn't do, it doesn't prohibit anyone to go to their doctor. If I got the flu test and they gave me Tamiflu and it wasn't working, I'd probably still go to the doctor. I'd take my child to the doctor. I would not just depend on this one test from a machine.
Meanwhile, Brandis says he has decided to put the bill on hold for now, but he adds he's not giving up and he's planning to work on some of the lawmakers' concerns and bring the measure back in the future. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.